Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something really specific.
Yeah, we've got the Pi Notes newsletter here. It's from the Pi chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma Society International, DKG.
Right, and this chapter covers educators in Rankin, Scott, and Simpson counties, Mississippi.
And our mission really is to see how this professional group for women educators takes its big goals like impacting education worldwide and translates them into, well, actual local action.
What can people actually do in those three counties?
Exactly. And what's interesting, I think, is this thread about understanding policy, specifically Mississippi's education accountability system. That seems key for them right now.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. But first, before they even get to the big policy stuff, the newsletter highlights service and recognition, pretty hands-on things.
Definitely. There's the Pound the Pantry Drive. It's for a group called Everreaching Community Outreach, or ERCO.
And it's very practical, like for October, they need canned meat, canned vegetables, canned fruit, direct support.
Mm-hmm. Basic needs. But then alongside that direct help, you see strategic recognition. Awards.
Two main ones needing member input, right?
Yeah. First, the Red Rose Award. And they're pretty clear this is about boosting DKG's visibility, recognizing women leaders in education.
And this year, the focus is on Rankin County for that award.
Right. Then there's the financial piece, the grant and aid.
$1,000. That's significant.
It is. And again, very specific. It's a scholarship handled by their finance committee.
And not just for anyone. It's for a female junior education major, and specifically from Simpson County for the 2025-26 year. That's really zeroed in.
It is, isn't it? And that targeted approach, I think, shows how they're trying to spread resources or maybe build connections across their whole three-county area. It connects a local student's need directly to the profession.
Makes sense. So you have the pantry, the awards, but then the policy focus comes back strong with their October meeting program.
Right. October 11th, 9:30 a.m. in Brandon. The main event is Dr. LaVonda White talking about understanding accountability in education.
Okay, so diving headfirst into the state system. Is there a risk, though, that focusing a whole meeting on accountability might feel, I don't know, a bit bureaucratic for teachers already juggling so much?
That's a fair question. But I think the idea here is that understanding the system is actually empowering. It's not just bureaucracy. It's the framework that gives schools their AF grades.
Ah, okay. So it's about demystifying how those grades happen.
Exactly. The session looks at the history, how federal and state laws drive student testing, state board policies, and crucially, where to find resources from the Mississippi Department of Education to navigate it all.
Got it. So it directly links what happens in the classroom to that big state evaluation. That makes sense. It becomes practical knowledge.
Precisely. And this focus on Mississippi policy doesn't mean they aren't thinking bigger. Their Educational Excellence Committee, the EEC.
Right. I saw that mentioned.
Its scope is huge. It covers programs on the arts, legislation tracking, the Girls Fund, see even DKG partnerships with the UN.
So it really spans from hyper-local needs right up to global initiatives.
It does. And to sustain all that, they need people, which leads to their membership challenge.
Ah, yes, looking for recommendations.
And they cast a wide net. Professional educators, yes, but that includes paraprofessionals, librarians, corporate trainers, administrators, public, private sectors.
And there's a deadline for those recommendations.
November 15th, 2025. They're clearly focused on bringing in the next wave of members.
Okay, so tying this all together, what should you, our listener, take away from this pie chapter example?
Well, I think it's a great illustration of balance. You see that immediate, tangible, local support stocking the ERCO pantry, funding in that very specific Simpson County scholarship.
Yeah, the real hands-on stuff.
But then, paired with this commitment to serious policy engagement. Getting members to really understand the state's accountability system isn't trivial. It's core professional development.
So it's both grassroots support and high-level understanding.
Right. The organization itself says membership is about leadership, lifelong learning, and uplifting the future of education.
Which brings us to our final thought.
Yeah. If the ultimate vision is impacting education worldwide, how do these very localized actions, like digging into Mississippi's testing regulations or making sure one student in Simpson County gets scholarship money, how do those become the crucial first steps?
It suggests that the global impact really starts with mastering the local context, doesn't it? Supporting the people right there in Rankin, Scott, and Simpson counties.
Exactly. That seems to be the foundation they're building on.